Welcome to the podcast service of Sydney's 1032, available on the web at heart1032.com.au.
Hi guys, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good.
Now, we want to ask you some pretty intense questions straight up. We're not going to hold back. We're going to go all out.
All right.
In the football, New Zealand or Australia, who do you go for?
So we're talking rugby union?
Yes.
Okay, well, I've been in Australia for 30 years, and I'm an Australian citizen. I've got a certificate to prove it.
Good.
Is there a however in there somewhere? Or?
And I'm Australian in everything, Olympic Games.
Oh, good.
Everything except for one.
Oh, no.
And there's something about the silver fern and the black that when you grow up in New Zealand, it just is in the blood. And I've tried to shake it off, and now having the Wallabies having a New Zealand coach, I guess that is, you know, helping to balance me out a little bit.
Oh, no. Well, and you had to bring that up too. Far out. I don't believe it. Okay. Okay, question number two, which is just as important.
Yeah, state of origin. I mean, there is Hugga Queensland today. That concerns me a little bit. Put it out. Queensland or New South Wales?
Well, it's true. See, at Hillsong Conference, it's clashed for about, I don't know how many years it clashed with the third state of origin. And it just so happened that for a couple there, New South Wales pulled it off. So rather than be unkind to the Queenslanders, we were kind. We had a Hug a Queenslander day at the conference. And I felt it was a very Christian, very compassionate way to approach it.
Oh, look, I can't believe that. That's 0 out of 2, Brian, but it's all right. I'm willing to let that slide. Now, obviously, I mean, you're a busy guy. You would have a lot on your plate. And I wonder, with such a huge conference coming up, how do you deal with the nerves? I mean, do you even get nervous or just go, nope, this is going to be great. Let's do it.
Well, to be honest, nervous, I guess, but yeah, the pressure of the Hillsong Conference, the pressure of really making sure that it's what's in your heart, you know, what you believe God wants it to be, I find possibly the biggest pressure I face each year. And I've definitely got better over the years of dealing with that. And, you know, every year it's kind of like the miracle of Hillsong Conference keeps happening. So I guess I've learned to just trust God a little bit more, but yeah, I do find the pressure leading up to Hillsong Conference pretty intense.
There's an enormous amount of growth. From year to year, the conference gets bigger and bigger and much more to it. It must have had a very humble beginning, I'm putting it out there, as with the church. I mean, they've got quite an interesting beginning. Tell us about the beginning first of Hillsong Conference.
Well, the Hillsong Conference really started specifically as a music conference. And in those days, it was really Jeff Bullock and Mark Check, who really ran the conference, and I used to come along and run a pastor's stream. And over the years, the conference has just evolved and evolved and evolved and become much broader, and is a conference really now that tries to inspire Christians and churches everywhere in all aspects of ministry and church life and leadership and business. And it's been a miracle story. It's one of those things that I don't believe you could make happen. I don't believe you could market it. It's one of those things that somehow struck a chord with people and with churches and the public, and people come in numbers that in our country have been quite astonishing.
It's pretty cool. How does it make you feel when you see, because when it started, there must have been just some little kids there who've come along with their parents who've probably grown up going along, and now they're part of it in a big way. Maybe they're running streams, or they're part of the band now. How does that make you feel when you see that the younger crew, the younger generation, kind of leading some of this stuff now?
I actually love that. I believe that that's a big part of what we're called to do. And as a pastor, I believe that one of my greatest responsibilities is actually empowering new generations, and to see young people, as you say, come through and not only still be engaged with Christ, but actually getting involved in leadership and starting to build a whole new generation of impact, to me, is a tremendously fulfilling thing.
the whole history of Hillsong, it is about this growth, this this small group that has turned out, that people have been trained up and encouraged and mentored and developed and have reached out. There's this, if you just see Hillsong as it is now, it's this, where did this enormous thing spring from? Tell us how it started and a bit of that journey to where Hillsong is today.
Well, we started, it is a similar story, because we started as an outreach from back in those days, Sydney Christian Life Centre, and we started in Baulkham Hills Public School Hall, this tiny group of people. It started with two or three home cell groups from the church in the city that were out this way in Baulkham Hills, and I had a guy who I knew who lived in back in Baulkham Hills. To me, then, Baulkham Hills was the ends of the earth. I sort of thought that was out of the country. and I had a guy say, look, if we start a church in Baulkham Hills, you know, so many people who would come. And I, between that and a few other things, we started a Sunday night outreach in the hall. And interestingly, I don't think anyone that guy told me would come ever did come. But for 4 weeks, we got smaller and smaller. And then after that, it's just grew and grew. And from the inside, Hillsong Church, it's not as though it's just sort of been this massive rampant growth. It's really been steady, just year by year, week by week, month by month, and sometimes two steps forward, one step backwards. But I guess if you last the distance and you do the journey, we're 25 years old in August, you start to see the fruit, and we've certainly been blessed to see some fruit.
It's kind of funny because you, as Hillsong Church, do so many things, but I guess a lot of the public kind of just see the conference. It must take up a huge portion of your time. Do you find you kind of struggle to get away from putting energy into the conference and focus on other ministries in the church?
Yeah, to be honest with you, the conference is carried by a big group of people, and my personal involvement in the organizing of the conference has probably become smaller.
Oh, that's good.
I definitely am aware of the bigger decisions in terms of who's speaking and the general direction of the conference, but much of the day-to-day running of the conference is just built by an incredible group of people.
Who are you looking forward to hearing the most this year?
That's a big question.
Say Aaron and Dan, 6 to 9 weeks.
Of course, yeah. Apart from us before.
I'm actually hoping to hear from the Holy Spirit or to hear from the Lord.
That's cool.
Yeah, but I think we've got some great speakers, and obviously amongst those, Joyce Meyer has been a massive inspiration to people all over the globe. And we've got people coming who haven't been at Hillsong Conference before, like Mike Pilavarci and Marcus Witt and Judah Smith. So I'm a great fan of Joseph Prince's teaching on grace. I just get very, very blessed and in some ways convicted by the message that he brings. So I'm looking forward to it all.
I want to wrap this up with a very, very serious question, if I can.
Okay.
If Queensland win in the third State of Origin, will you, Brian Houston, wear a Queensland jersey at one of the nights at the conference?
Yeah, I would not do that. To me, that would be like selling my soul.
Oh.
I'm all Australian, but there is something about that jersey which, for me to put that on, it would almost be like being a backslider. And,
oh, wow.
It's just beyond the realms of possibility.
I thought it was worth asking.
Well, whatever happens, happens. I can tell, though, that you, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You're obviously a football lover just like me, so...
That's right. Love my Queenslanders.
Brian, absolute pleasure to speak to you this morning.
Thanks, you too.
We hope you enjoyed the Sydney's 103.2 podcast. To listen to more great audio, visit heart1032.com.au.